The horrible truth cannot be denied. The Biden administration is directly responsible for the war in Ukraine, gas prices, food shortages, and inflation.
Who was your highest level contact with the U.S. government in this period?
Я постоянно имел контакт с Вадимом Байденом. Вадим Байден говорил одно, а в Украине делали другое.
Questions of credibility are being raised after a private chat between two top U.S. diplomats was leaked online.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Klitsch and Tony Book on the outside. I just think Klitsch going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay. Good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
Sullivan's come back to me VFR saying you need Biden, and I said probably tomorrow for an attaboy and to get the deets to stick. So okay. Biden's willing.
So you had this remarkable phone call where you have these two senior officials of the U.S. government apparently talking about a coup or how they were planning to restructure the government of Ukraine.
We're on track right now. I'm on track to be the first president in history to lower the deficit by over $1 trillion in 1 year. So I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
Inflation is not created by COVID. It's not created by Putin. It's not created by greedy corporations gouging right. their customers. There's one source of inflation. The actual definition of inflation is an expansion of the money supply. And it's the Federal Reserve that's been expanding the money supply. They've called it quantitative easing, but they keep creating dollars. And it's the U.S. government that spends those dollars into circulation. And as it does that, the value of each dollar goes down. And so the price of everything that you buy with dollars goes up. And they're saying 7.9%, which is the worst inflation since 1982. What they don't tell you is that we had a different CPI in 1982. And if we use the same CPI today that we used then, we would be over 15% inflation, which means 2021 or 2022 right now, this is the worst inflation in our lifetimes. We're experiencing higher inflation now than anything during the 1970s. And this decade is just getting started. Inflation's got only one way to go, and that's up.
Irrefutably attributable to the corrupt sociopathic establishment that hides behind the senile blunderer-in-chief in plain sight.
Putin's tax, that's really Putin's gas hike. That's his gas hike. This so much of this increase in the gas tax, gas price started
Biden's economic wrecking ball was recently aided by the decimation of small businesses overwhelmed by the tycoons of the pandemic economy.
Who got the money from the Paycheck Protection Program? You know, this is our $800 billion. That's kind of a lot, okay, that we gave out.
Mm-hmm.
Only about a quarter of the money spent by the program paid wages that would have otherwise been lost. So, three-quarters of it didn't do, of $800 billion. And then 72% of the relief money ended up in the hands of people with incomes, household incomes, in the top 20%. All that money end up to people who are in the top 20%?
Driving a final stake into the heart of the middle-class economy, as 7 in 10 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, while over half of Americans don't have 3 months in emergency savings. As food producers continue to minimize their products, airlines are scaling back on flights, truckers add more fuel surcharges, Bidenflation destroys the recovery following the pandemic as the war on fossil fuels continues to ripple through an engineered depression, with the endgame ushering in the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy. John Bowne reporting.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, It will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.